There's a lot of things that go on inside of our heads, especially as business owners and entrepreneurs. We're always trying to be at the top of our game. We're always trying to think of better, always trying to think of solutions because there's so many problems in the world that we're all trying to solve. However, we can't all solve them if we're not able to solve the issues and the problems within ourselves and in our own brands. If we're not willing to do the work or willing to take inventory of the things that can get us to the next level. So I would really say, in essence and in all, really our mindset.
Welcome to the Society Gal podcast, where trailblazing female entrepreneurs and creatives come together to spark change and build their dreams. This is where your passion meets purpose, and together, we're crafting a future where everyone has the tools to succeed. Hello and welcome to the Society Gal podcast. We are thrilled to have Joy with us today with her amazing marketing experience and sharing her story as a business owner and woman entrepreneur. So, Joy, we are so excited to have you here today. And let's just jump right into your story.
Of course, my passion for my business, this is my second agency, by the way. But my passion, the reason why I started everything, and the reason why I'm doing even things to this day, is the fact that I can not only see human potential, but I can feel a brand's potential, meaning when it's on its path, when it's on a direction in alignment with its vision, in alignment with the leader, the founder, the one who is trying to cultivate this seed and turn it into something so much more. And I always found myself gravitating towards the process of building something from nothing into something, and the freedom to be able to allow your creativity to flourish and to be able to innovate things in a way that can make things better for people or more efficient for companies. And my story just really started off as a 9-to-5 executive. I was a corporate recruiter for Aflac, and I realized that I had a natural innate ability to just bring people together for whatever cause it was. It didn't matter if it was for an organization, it didn't matter if it was for selling, it didn't matter if it was for social media. I already had the ability as well as the passion to bring people together for a common cause. So fast forward, I started my first agency and I realized that I could help a variety of industries. I wasn't able to be put into a box, because my creativity was not only limited to just only a certain niche, a certain industry, just a certain demographic. I knew that I could help any and everyone. However, I realized that also quickly led to burnout, which unfortunately, and fortunately at the same time, because it was a blessing in disguise, I realized that I had to lay down everything that I started with my first agency, because I had to really understand exactly, okay, you are a founder, you're a CEO, you have this brand, you have this vision, and also you have this calling too. And now it's really about stepping into that, because if you don't step into that, you're always going to go backwards, even when you seem like you're going forward. So that even meant me making a lot of sales, accumulating a lot of followers, increasing my networks. I had it all in the first agency that I built. It was very successful. However, there was a lack of fulfillment. There was a lack of purpose. There was a lack of drive there, even though on the surface level, everything looked perfectly fine. It's like you're successful. You have everything you can ever dream of. But on the inside and behind the scenes, I wasn't really happy. There wasn't a lot of stability. It was more so I had to chase for things instead of attracting things. And then it just seems like I was forcing a lot of things to happen that was not in alignment with my true self, my true brand. So in essence, I restarted another agency, Emerge Marketing Co., which was built off of my values, the values that I knew really made my brand, but also me as a founder and a CEO. I knew exactly who I was and exactly how I wanted to portray that to the world, but I also had to do a lot of behind the scenes work in order for this to really work, because I knew that this was going to be of great impact, but in order for it to be of great impact, I had to become the person in order for it to be that brand. So that's exactly where we are today. My story is really that I am trying to also get other brands, other people, organizations, communities, it doesn't matter what the case really is. I'm very versatile as a marketer in itself. But I just want people to really understand and feel that level of freedom of when you're really able to be your true self in your brand and nothing else really matters. Even though social media and everything is very, you know, it's a very touchy topic, especially when it comes to building your brand and trying to break generational curse or whatever the case that you're trying to use social media for. All I know is that when you have that level of freedom, there's really nothing that can stop you because I know exactly what freedom feels like. And I want exactly everybody that's watching this to experience that same level so that you're able to move not only yourself forward, your brand, your business, the people around you, your community, your country, and eventually the world. That's exactly the impact that I want to make. So yeah.
I find such a common theme with a lot of us who start our businesses, which is this momentum we build with our first idea and our first kind of path. And although it may be successful in a standard of the industry or what we see as typical, it's not, you know, you really talked about to us personally, like you know, was it fulfilling us in our life? And I think often we build it upon other people's standards, other people's lives. So that's what we're really going to talk about today. What Joy's going to talk about today is really just raising your own standard. And it's not just raising a standard, raising a standard to an industry, raising a standard to another business. But she's going to really talk about raising your own standard with your own values and your own dreams personally, because it's a really big difference, right? Really big difference, which leads us into our next topic, which is just the difference between just taking jobs as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, to creating an experience.
Yes. When we're all starting our business, we're all trying to just get our names out there. We're just wanting to grow, build. It's like, okay, we have all these visions and dreams and goals that we want to accomplish. I know my business can get me, my family, and everybody else there. However, it's like we're not prepared when we're accepting clients or when we're working on projects or when we're doing certain things for our brand that also impacts our well-being, and not only just the well-being of yourself, health and wellness wise, but your brand also has a well-being as well. It's just like a baby. It's just like a human being. If you're not nurturing it and taking care of it, then eventually, unfortunately, I don't want to say it, but it's going to get sick or it's going to eventually die out. In this case, burnout. But when it comes to taking a job, you're trying to do this based off of, I need more income. I need more income because at this current time, as a business, you need revenue. You need money to keep it going. You need money to have it grow or even have it scale or whatever the case is. However, when you're doing that, especially in my first agency, I was just always accepting clients. It didn't matter what it was. I knew that I can help anyone with their business, with their brand. Just come to me. Yes, I can help. But when you're doing that, you're not realizing also that you're taking away from the time you need to really craft and work on yourself and your brand. Because as the founder, as the CEO, as the owner, you're the person that everybody is really relying on to keep everything going. And if you're not the one that everybody can rely on, then everything's going to be chaotic. It's going to be confusion. There's not going to be any unity. It's going to be a lot of discord because you're not able to focus on the well-being of your brand and your business. And that's because you're just, it's just like a home, just allowing any and everything to just come inside without having boundaries or things in place so that you can contribute to the sustainability of your brand instead of just only the now, like, because I need the money now, or I want this now, instead of thinking long term. We're getting older by the day, aging gracefully, right? But it's still happening. And we have to realize that we're human. We're not invincible. We're not going to be here forever. So the earlier that you can start with sustainable measures or sustainable practices, so that just in case anything happens to you or to your business or to the economy or to anything, you can have something in place that will be able to be a safety net for not only you, but the people that are working with you and also the people that you're impacting. So just taking jobs, I would say, yes, it does work at the beginning.
There's a time, right?
It serves its purpose at its time. But if you're thinking about having something that's going to be something for generational, or it's like you're trying to build wealth, or you're trying to do something that is going to impact something greater than you, then I would really, really think about the type of people or the type of projects, being very intentional and strategic when it comes to your brand, social media, and who you work with even your business operate, everything as a whole. So yeah, that just really had me open my eyes as to, okay, you have to be intentional if you want to be long-term. You have to be strategic if you want things to be more effective. And only just taking jobs after jobs without really having a conscious or like a goal for them at the end of the day is only going to take away from your company in a long-term. Yes, it will satisfy short-term gains, but long-term, you're going to end up paying for it. Instead of just having your ideal person or ideal brand or ideal set of things that you know for a fact are in alignment with you.
Yeah. And it doesn't just come instantly, right? There's that transition stage that I think people either stay right by taking job after job after job for dirt cheap, or we take the time to transition, which let's talk about that. Like, let's talk about how do you make the transition from going to taking job after job after job, like most entrepreneurs go through, to then creating an experience that's fulfilling. So how, take someone through that. What's that transition that you can make? What questions should you be asking yourself to make that transition to creating an experience? And what does that experience look like compared to taking a job?
So when you're trying to create an experience for your clients, especially if you're trying to transition from accepting jobs, even though it's not going to be long-term, I would start to ask myself, what don't I really like? I would ask myself literally, what don't I like about what's going on right now? It's easy to ask ourselves, what do I like about this? Such as like, you know, I like doing this for people. I like, but if you really, really face the whole cold, hard facts, and look at the person in the mirror and say, hey, what I don't like about this, what is this making me feel? How is this contributing to my day-to-day? How is this contributing to my consistency, my authenticity, my energy, my income? Like, what is the ROI that I'm getting back from this? Is it really worth it? Once it comes to your brand, it's like, okay, now that I have those introspective questions, if I'm not enjoying this, then what can I do to make this more enjoyable for me or for my clients so that I will want to continue to do this over and over again? Because if you're not liking what you're doing or if you're not enjoying it, even if you have a passion for it, it's eventually going to die away because you don't have something in place that will be able to support that. So I would really just have those introspective questions, go travel if you need to, or like get around some communities or some environments that will really allow for you to expand your mind, be more open, really receive the things that will allow for you to see what type of experience you would want for your clients to have. So let's just say if you like traveling, right? And you're like, okay, me as a marketer, but I love to travel. There's freedom in that, right? Or there's luxury in that. Or it's like the things that I love to do already. How can I infuse that? Because when I am doing those things, I feel like me. I feel like my true self. I feel optimized. Like, now ideas are starting to come out. Now I can speak or do these things. But it's like, how can I create that experience and bring that into what I'm doing so that I can feel as if I'm on a travel vacation when I'm speaking to my clients, or it feels natural. And that's just really the transition. It's more so of what are the things that make you you and bring out the best in you, especially for your business and your brand, and just really infuse that into your onboarding process, your content process, your brainstorming, even a type of clients you want to work with, even when things aren't going right or going in the way that you want to at the moment. Find things that are going to build on your foundation so that you're solid, you're okay, you're able to move forward, and that's going to help your business and brand overall.
So you're not moving around in your business and you go to that email and you're like, oh, and you go to that like process and you're like, ew, like, you know, we talk a lot about your environment, and I think that has to do with the environment of your business. Like, you get to create that. No one else gets to create that for you. So I love how you said infuse. I mean, that is literally how you create an amazing experience for your client, is that you create an amazing experience for yourself and your client. Like, it's a two-way street. It's not just like, here's an amazing experience for my client and I'm going to suffer behind it. Because there's no, like, your creative energy, like the flow, it's just not sustainable. Like, I like how you said, like, everything that you want, this email, and your tone of it. So every time you send this email, you feel joy sending this email, your content and what you're putting out and the people you're bringing in. I mean, it could be the tiniest, tiniest things of the environment of your business, but you need to be able to step in and be like, oh, this is refreshing. I feel creative. Yes. And if not, I think the best question you said was, what do I not like about this?
what do I not like? And it's like a lot of people don't want to ask that question because sometimes it feels as if that's an attack on your brand identity. Because it's like, oh, what do you mean what I don't like? Why would I be in business if I didn't like it? And it's like, well, it's not about that. It's just more so, how long can you keep this going, this facade? That's really what it is.
I don't like, and then what can I change? Like, it's a proactive mindset. Like, not just, I mean, it's just living daily life. Like, you're not going to live life and like, oh, I don't like this, so I'm just going to let it happen. Like, that's just not like who we are as entrepreneurs. It's like, I don't like this, so I'm going to, what can I change to make it better? Like,
exactly.
That's, well, we have to be proactive. And I'm sure you know, but what do you feel like for you gets in the way of that? Like when you feel like you want to change, but like what comes up? Because I feel like it's really, really common with a lot of entrepreneurs. What, like the thoughts that come up?
When, especially as high achievers or the go-getters or the ones who are very ambitious visionaries, you know, the top level or even I would say at any level, more so us or mine. That's really one. I know it's so cliche, right? Everybody says, get out your own way, get out your own way, get out your own way. But we don't realize exactly what that truly means when it comes to business, social media, content creation, even when it comes to data analysis about how you're able to really take something and really analyze it and really have to be willing and want the change in the first place. That's the thing. It's like, it, of course, if you're not self-aware, you won't understand what the problem is. So it's going to continue to grow. But if you do know what the problem is, it's just more so about the will and the desire to take action so that you can help make the situation better. And I would just say for a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, a lot of the things, especially, I don't want to like, you know, put women in the category because I hate them and I love equality. It's like, we are equal to every counter for everything. I want everybody to realize that and be very clear. But a lot of the things that we've also brought along the way, even before we started our business, even the things that we're not talking about, even the things that happened before us, all that's accumulated into us as physical beings, that we're not realizing that's swarming around in our heads that may be preventing us from seeing what the next step is or what my next level is or how can I get to this level because it may seem so hard, but in reality, it may be something as simple as maybe you need to refine your messaging, your communication is not that clear. Or maybe let's tackle the limiting beliefs because you may be a little fearful or you're maybe more so of imposter syndrome because you don't feel confident enough. There's a lot of things that go on inside of our heads, especially as business owners and entrepreneurs. We're always trying to be at the top of our game. We're always trying to think of better, always trying to think of solutions, right? Solutions because there's so many problems in the world that we're all trying to solve. However, we can't all solve them if we're not able to solve the issues and the problems within ourselves and in our own brands. If we're not willing to do the work or willing to take inventory of the things that can get us to the next level. So I would really say in essence and in all, really our mindset. I know it's cliche, but our mindset is one of the main things that really get in the way. And our mindset, I feel like, is contributed to our environment. Like I'm a big heavy hitter on that. Social environment, the environment that you live in, the environment that you're doing your business in, all of that is working together. How you think, how you perceive your brand, how you present your brand, how you show up, all those things are working together in a way that either attracts your clients or repel the people that you're really meant to here to serve. So yeah, that's my piece for that.
Yeah. And so let's talk about the environment because we kind of talked about it like the business environment, but how does really the environment you're in affect your well-being and your business or like impact your business growth? Because again, like when we're in not the right environment in any situation, it plays a huge toll. I mean, even just you talking about our past thoughts and patterns and things like that, I think we can always be like, what can we do better? What can we do better? But we need time to actually attack that. And I think most of us don't give ourselves enough time because we're taking so many jobs that we can't even think straight to even look at our mindset and what's happening. So how does our environment contribute to that and help us get to that next level?
Hey, this is Dana from Society Gal, and I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about the Society Gal Academy, the exclusive membership that helps entrepreneurs like you launch, grow, and scale your business. Join weekly expert-led workshops, access to on-demand courses, and connect with a supportive network of go-getters just like you. Are you ready to elevate your business? Visit Society Gal Academy today.
Of course, your environment can either bring you down or lift you up. There is the mid ground, of course. But I feel like as humans, either we're progressing or we're digressing. And if your environment is not supportive, not only to your well-being, meaning like your physical, the outer layer, the more surface level stuff, I mean like to your beliefs, even if it's different, your values, the things that you truly hold, the things that you're interested in, your hobbies, the things that you know, the people that you're interested in. If your environment is letting you know that, hey, basically you're not welcome, or this is not welcome here, or this is not going to work here, there's always going to be a friction. And that's even if you're trying to work with certain clients or trying to get certain contracts or is trying to even be on certain podcasts or working with certain influencers, or everything is conducive to your business growth. And if it's going against the alignment of where your brand is supposed to be. So for instance, if you know one of your values is integrity and authenticity, but you're aligning yourself with brands and influencers or anything that is actually the opposite, your brand is always going to digress and go backwards. And eventually, guess what's going to happen to you as a founder and CEO? Your mental health is going to be impacted. Your social life is going to be impacted. Your income is going to be impacted. A lot of things are going to be impacted just because you're not in alignment with the environment that is conducive to your growth and for you to thrive. And when you're able to be in the environment, not saying that it's going to be like, oh my gosh, you're going to be a trillionaire today because you're in a thriving environment. No, but you will feel the difference. You will feel elevated. You will feel more inclined to take risks. You will feel as if you can take on the world, even if people reject you and don't accept your offer. You will feel as if you belong. You will feel as if your content can now speak to the right people. Your social media presence will be exactly how you feel it should be instead of what other people are telling you that it should be. You'll be more likely to set the trends instead of going with the trends. You will be more so like the Michael Jackson, the Beyonce, the Taylor Swift. You will be you. And that's the thing that's not happening a lot in social media or online world. Of course, a lot of people say that, yes, I'm being me or I'm being authentic. But a lot of times that comes from a marketing strategy or a marketing team. Let's just be honest and let's be real. It takes a lot of guts to be you, your authentic you, and then also facing what comes with that. And a lot of people, or a lot of brands included, I would say have not done that or have not really understood exactly, okay, how is our environment, meaning like even our, to the point of our work environment with the employees and managers and supervisors, how is this all contributing to the growth of our business? Is it really helping it? Or is it causing for it to go into a backwards motion and we're not realizing it just because we're receiving the now benefits, but we're not seeing where it could be in 10 to 30 years just because we're not taking the time to really make our environment more thriving for it as a whole. It's more growth instead of lack. And I feel like a lot of brands really don't know what that environment is, especially coming from corporate America, where everything is like, go, 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 do, do, do. Don't think, just do. And people are not really able to process things in a way that will allow for them to see, okay, oh, well, this is the problem. Now we can really tackle it. Or, oh, I see the solution now, because now we have the time to focus on the things that are actually contributing to our lack of business growth or our lack of identity or our lack of authenticity or even contributing to us not being consistent or whatever the case or whatever the problem is. We don't have the time to really focus on or even talk about the things that are not allowing for our business to grow. You're just going to be stuck in, guess what, competing with everybody else and trying to do what everything else, just because you're trying to stay afloat and stay relevant. Instead of having your own path, which will pave the way, it will be like the Red Sea parting, literally. And then it's like, okay, here you go. This is your moment to shine because this is you. and everybody else is basically the same because everybody's trying to compete. So if you can just pause for a second and just see everything that's going on, I promise you, you'll come out on top because the majority of people aren't doing that when it comes to their environment. They're just in it and they're not willing to separate from it or take the time away from it in order to see how can we really help it and how can our brand be the catalyst to help that solution or to provide that solution or to even make whatever people want to move forward before it. You need the time to focus on it. You need the energy to give to it. And if you don't have those two, you won't be able to move forward. That's just really it.
And I think the environment, I think specifically for business owners, is your consumption of what's around you. So I think there's a really big problem with overconsumption because we have so much information like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all this free stuff around us of gurus. When you're talking about competition, it's a competition when we're trying to be like everybody else, doing everything else. And I think there's a time for learning and a time for taking that into your business and taking those things. But I think most of us look too far outside of ourselves and overconsume content and are just like taking in what's not necessary from our environment. When you're focusing, there is our environment around us, but then what are you focusing on in your environment? Which are a huge part of an environment is social media. And if we're going to just consume and consume and consume, and then we just are wondering why we're not getting to where we are because we just consume and don't take action. But you don't have a competition when you are doing what you want to do your own way with your own values, which I love that you said that.
And also, when it comes to consumption, what a lot of us as business owners and entrepreneurs don't realize, because we're on social media for a different reason than the mass majority, right? Than the regular public. We're on there because we're trying to be intentional, or we have goals, we have whatever the ambitions we have. But when we are processing the content over and over again, what we don't realize is that the more you process the content over and over again, unfortunately, you start to become it. And that's because you're not basically placing content, or you're not placing your voice out there. You're not giving your input out there. So you're just soaking in, soaking in, soaking in, to the point to where it's like, oh yeah, that person said this, or oh yeah, that person said this.
I feel like I should be that person. And then you have your original thoughts.
No, you're going to drive yourself like literally down the drain. And it's like, it becomes exhausting because your brain is literally an organ that's trying to basically keep you going. And if you're overloading it because you're trying to achieve a certain goal in a certain time frame, or you're trying to do certain things, your brain is just going to be like, I can't do this anymore. And it's more so it's going to affect your content to the point to where you're putting out bland content, aka boring content, right? Or the content that just does not resonate or does not connect. It seems very disconnected. It just seems as if we're placing out there. And same thing, this is with products too, or with other brands, just placing it out there, just to place it out there and hope that it works instead of it being something that really means something to you. And that's because you consume so much content instead of the content being about you and your brand and really focusing on that and having a limited view of that. I would say if you can outsource it, then do so, but definitely have a balance, which more so like 95% of you and 5%, I would say, of everybody else. Some expert would say like 90%, 10%. I would say 95% you and 5% everyone else. And that's what I had to come to realize too, because when I started following everything, and because I was in a different market and building off of my authenticity and values, of course, I was trying to learn from different experts and gurus in this niche market. I'm like, okay, I'm new to this niche market. I have to learn what everybody else is doing. But what I didn't realize is that, yeah, it had a huge impact on my content as well. Even me as a marketing professional, a lot of marketing professionals go through the same thing, because we're also consuming a lot of brands, consuming their personalities, their identities, and all these things that we also have to be a strong vessel as well. But just on social media, when you're trying to get clients, when you're trying to secure the deals, when you're trying to get the sales or leads or whatever the case, it's like you're trying to rush the process. That's really what's happening. Mm. And you're trying to use other people's content to do it, because it's like, I need it now. I need it now. I need it now. They're working, so I need to do what they're doing. Or, oh my gosh, they made this, so I need to do what they're doing because they're making this and that's my goal. And it's like your entire mind and your eyes is just everywhere instead of being focused on What can truly make the clients come in at ease at your level or at your capacity? And that's what social media really is, a competing for attention. That's really what the platforms are for, to be able to grasp the attention of people or to keep people on the platform. But we also have to realize too, as business owners and as entrepreneurs, we're still just as human. So we're processing all of that. And that is honestly also keeping us back, because we're just in consumption mode when we're supposed to really be in production mode. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be in strategy mode. We're supposed to be creative mode. We're not supposed to be the ones, you know, giving the problems. We're supposed to be the ones giving the solution. So yeah, it's really about your focus and where you're placing that intensity at, because exactly where your focus is where you're becoming. And that's what I had to realize. And also I helped my clients do the same thing too. So, yeah.
I love how you said when we were talking before, who do you want to become and what is that person's environment in? So I love how you said that, just like, who do you want to become? And then what does that person's environment look like? Like, what are they doing? What's around them? What are they consuming? You know, what does their day look like? Your future you is probably not scrolling on social media trying to figure out the heck, like trying to copy everyone else and what they're doing, or just trying to like duplicate so you can get success. Yeah. It's, I mean, trailblazing your own path, right?
Basically, it's hard. I understand. But once you start to really realize, this is where the inner work comes in with your brand and with yourself, you have to deal with the notion of that really you're enough. That was one thing that I realized that just kept coming up over and over again in my content, the fear of not being good enough. So imposter syndrome to the all highest. It's like really dealing to the root, getting to the root of it. Why are you feeling this way? Because that's impacting your ability to get to the next level or attract the clients or increase your income, because everything in your mind is going against everything you are saying that you are for and doing. Mm. And people can literally feel energy, whether it's
resistance.
Yes, you can feel it. And you don't want to work with someone who doesn't, and look at me saying this, even as myself, calling myself out, you don't want to work with someone who don't seem like they know what they're talking about, even though they're the professional expert. If you're not confident in what you're saying, if you're not believing in yourself, if you're not putting yourself out there, people are going to be very hesitant because you appear hesitant with yourself and your brand. And that is keeping you back, because even though you have all this stuff to offer, because you're in a new environment that's actually going to help you and make you thrive, you basically dwindle yourself. Because you don't want to make a mistake. You don't want to fail. You don't want to do these things that are really out of your control. So it's like literally letting go and just allowing things to be and allowing things to flow so that you can see what your path and your alignment is. Yeah.
I love that. And on a note of becoming, there's some points you made too on our prep call, which is when it, just going back quickly to client experience is, one, you need to be yourself so that you can attract the people that need you specifically. And I love that you said that, really just like, again, like, who do you want to become? But who do you only want to become, but who do you want to become so that you can prepare yourself? Like you said, prepare yourself to receive what you really want. I thought that was like a really huge point that you made when we talked earlier of just like the preparation, and like being yourself will prepare you for what's to come. Otherwise, you're just, what's to come is right there in front of you, right? Like, it's right there. Literally, but yeah. I felt that so many times in my business
even
too.
Even if it's like the comment on your post, but because you're not ready to receive it just yet, that client, and that it's like that, whatever the connection point is, isn't ready because you haven't dealt with whatever needs to be dealt with in order to get to this next level, because your next level is where your client is, or your ideal client is already at.
They're there.
Yeah, they're already there. And it's like, you have to basically level up. That's just really it. It's like, this is the responsibility we have to take as business owners and realize we can't be at the same level forever. We can't be in comfortability forever. We can't do things that are familiar forever. What feels good forever. What feels safe forever. We can't do that, because that's also holding other business owners or other brands or other things that are connected to us back, because we're not doing what we know what we could do. And that's just with a lot, like I said, with our mindset, with our environment, everything that we're not taking the time to deal with on behind the scenes that can really make our brands flourish in front of the scenes.
Mm-hmm. So. I love that. We got to go deeper into ourselves for sure. And that, yeah, just that from taking $20 jobs to a $2,000 experience. I mean, that's fulfilling for both people, but we can't, you know, we can't do that unless we actually up-level our experience and allow ourselves to bring a client in that needs that service. But I love how you said that, you know, there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place to be a $20, taking $20 jobs. There's a time and a place to take free stuff. And there's a time and a place where you're growing enough and know yourself enough and know that you can offer an amazing service that is worth $2,000 or $10,000. So let's dig into the last question, which I love to ask, which is like, what are your biggest learning lessons in your business experience?
Oh my gosh. Don't be afraid of your own voice. I understand that is so cliche, but I am so going through all the experiences that I've been through, I don't feel as if I would have such an appreciation for my voice as I do now than I did before, because I had a voice back then. But now that I have experienced things with my brands and with the industries, working with different people and just understanding human behavior and psychology on a different level, now I really see exactly, okay, the power we have as business owners and as entrepreneurs, what we can really do, that I'm like, if we just do it, a lot of things can really happen. I know for a fact with me, the biggest lesson that I learned is to know yourself. That's the first thing. But once you know it, like know yourself and your brand, stay true to it. And I understand a lot of people say stay true to your brand, but really know yourself outside of everything else, even if that means in solitude, even if that means being alone, meaning I have to do this for myself and my business and for me and my brand without anyone else's influences. Get to that core and then just walk in it. And don't be afraid of it, because at times I was so much afraid to use my voice or to even stand strong in what I could offer and value, just because I allowed for external and outside influences to impact how even I viewed myself and my brand. But if I would have never known that, or went through those experiences, I would have never known how to really use my voice in an impact that it's about to be used to this day. I wouldn't understand how to communicate even more effectively, that I thought I was communicating effectively, but I obviously wasn't to at least my ideal audience. I was communicating to the masses, but not to who I truly knew I could impact and get them to impact at a mass level. I wasn't really being authentic, let's really be honest. And that lesson of not staying true to yourself, owning your authenticity, just because you're afraid of what others might think or what the public might say, or even what family and friends are currently saying, that's invaluable. Like at the end of the day, it's right here. What's in here really matters your soul. Everything here, all of this matters. And if you neglect this, everything else is not going to work. It doesn't matter. Even if you're getting short-term gains, you might as well prepare for a downfall in the future, because you're neglecting this. So eventually your brand is going to be neglected. Employees, contract, everything else is going to be neglected. So my biggest lesson was really taking care of myself, knowing myself better, getting time to really understand the brand and the impact that I want to make, and working on the fear that is like attacking that, and then walking in confidence and truth with it. After that, it's just loving your brand and everything, your essence. Never let anyone take that away from you. And I'm the type of person who truly cares about people being free in their identity, being free to just be yourself, be your brand, because that's what's going to attract the right people. And if you're not able to be free, you're not going to ever experience anything that's in alignment for you. You're going to always experience the things that everything else is telling you to experience. And that's just all I really want for people to understand. Like, freedom is there if you really want it. Like, it truly is. It took me a long time to just get back to this. And I was fighting with it too at some points. But once you really obtain this level, I'm just saying, to the point to where you just say, I do not care. And even if you do care, because I'm the type of person that, yes, I still allow for things to get in my mind. We're not going to act as if we're invincible or Iron Man, okay? But it's allowing me and giving me the energy and the desire and the fire and the push to do the things, even if I don't want to, even if I'm too afraid to. It's like, I got you. You're there. This is you. You got this. Keep going. Until the point to where it's like, okay, second nature. Now I got this. And that's just how I want other people to feel. I want them to feel the same way. This is what sustainability feels like. This is what abundance feels like. This is what healthy feels like. This is what thriving feels like. I want people to feel good, like feel it all. Not saying like all the time it's just going to be good at peaches and cream, but it's like there is good for you if you allow for it to be. And that's just all I want for myself and anybody else that's listening.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you for leaving with us with that amazing ending message. You are so inspirational. And I told Joy she needs to start her own podcast because she's so, so great. I could just listen to her forever because she's so inspiring. Well, thank you, Joy, for coming on. Thank you so much. Tell us where we can find you and people can connect with you.
Connect with me on Instagram at Emerge Marketing Co. on LinkedIn. You can find me, Joy Martin, and you can also visit my website, www.emergemarketingco.com, and also on Pinterest and YouTube, same thing, handle at Emerge Marketing Co. Or if you want to email me, you can definitely email me at joy@emergemarketingco.com, and I'll definitely be able to answer any questions you may have, or if you want to work together, connect, or anything of the sort, I'm here, I'm ready, and we're going to get this thing going. I am excited right now. I am so excited. I'm grateful, thankful, everyone.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. Thank you so much, Joy.